thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. You to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.
What's up, brother?
Happy New Year, people!
Yeah! 2023! Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast!
2023, y'all. If you down with me.
Oh, hit with subscribe, you. Please! Boop! As always, you can find me at Justin Foot Comedy on Instagram.
I am the _ great. _ CoreE. That's how you can find me at the on Instagram, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram. We both follow that, you know, very closely. We monitor that closely. Thank you for everybody that subscribed and all our new subscribers. If you're new to the channel, please don't forget to hit the like and the subscribe button. It's gonna be over here somewhere.
I'll put it right here, people. Word. Check it out.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Wait a minute. All something be forgot.
Huh?
And old tides be forgotten.
Yeah, I have no idea what that song is. The New Year song,
wait
right?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out.
Oh.
Hold, no. But you're white, so you're supposed to know the song.
No.
Only white people know the song.
Dude, you're out of your mind.
Come on, man.
We all established. I'm white.
Sing the fucking song, Justin.
But I'm really not white.
All the somethings be forgot.
And then memory.
And never nature sing. Oh, wrong song.
Dude, I have no idea.
Justin, you disappointed me, man.
Apologize. There's a lot of shit out there.
Like, first of all.
Amazingly enough, I know.
First of all, I know you separate your noodles with your sauce on your spaghetti.
No. You know I make sauce, right? So as soon as you get done making the sauce, when you make the noodles, you gotta put a little bit of sauce in with the noodles so they don't stick together, for one. And then when you put this thing on the plate, you take a big old scoop of sauce and push, put it on there.
So, but still, your noodles are separated from your spaghetti sauce. Yes or no?
In the beginning.
And he don't know the fucking New Year song? Come on, Jay.
I don't.
You separate your noodles from your spaghetti sauce.
In the beginning.
You're supposed to know the New Year song and if then, you do that.
And then, once you get the leftovers, like when everything's done, you pour everything together and then it just mixes. So that's how it is.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just tell you.
That's how it ends.
Well, that's how it ends.
So it's, you know, I mean, it's just. You know.
In the beginning, everything for us is always mixed together.
Why?
Because that's the way we do it.
Why?
Because we're black.
Because you didn't make your own sauce.
No. When you make your own sauce, you make your own noodles. And the way you separate your sauce.
Not always.
Bro,
I ain't
listen.
I got time to make my own noodles all the time.
When you make your own, when you make your noodles.
I do make my own noodles.
You keep them separated with oil,
so
sir.
So good. They're thick, too.
And you mix the sauce together. That's how you serve it. But the fact that you serve your spaghetti that way.
You gotta mix it together.
You're supposed to know that fucking New Year's
song. No, that's not the case.
You disappoint me, Jay.
Like, my mom never sang that song. My dad never sang that song. My dad probably had the Eagles playing.
Do your dad know the words to the song, though?
Probably not. But he, you know, he's old school. Who knows?
He might.
You know what I mean?
He'd be like, Justin.
You don't know the song?
It's all something be forgot.
It's all something be forgot. And land and ever sure sing.
And a never, never nature sing.
I don't know what the fuck.
Come on, Jay.
Man, I'm sorry. I fail at being white.
God damn
it. Only thing I get good at is the privilege. But once I start talking, I think they're suspicious.
They be like, what the fuck?
Are you sure, sir? Because I flex. Why'd you pull me over, officer? Because I know I didn't do shit wrong, for the most part.
I only flex over the phone.
Most.
Who's the biggest? I only flex over the phone. Look, let me tell you something. Look.
That's the worst. They got caller ID everywhere.
No. F caller ID.
Everywhere.
Let me tell you, this is before caller ID and everything. When I worked near Little Italy.
So
all right?
You do it no more?
No, I don't do it anymore. But I used to call Little Italy. They had the best pizza that I know. I'm a pizza connoisseur. So I used to call Little Italy and be like, can I get one of those pies? Can I get extra cheese and pepperoni? And, you got the pizza with the white sauce? Let me get one of those, too. Yeah. And then I used to go pick it up with my black ass. Little Italy, you had to order it like that. You had
or
to order
it. They would make it.
It'd probably have a little extra in it. Extra sauce.
That's terrible.
Extra spit. I mean, because, okay, here's the facts. The facts is
that's terrible.
Black people used to get killed in Little Italy. Mm. All right? People that think it's all good to go to Little Italy, like, I'll go everywhere I want because, you know, but the hubba hubba. But look.
I go everywhere I want to.
I go everywhere I want. I mean, you know, it's 2000, whatever. But the fact is, the same people that used to kill black people, if they're not still living, their kids are there, and they might see you, and you go, you know, order your pizza there if you want to, and go pick it up thinking everything is gravy, you might get a little extra sauce.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
It's probably reality, obviously. Has that been proven?
No, but until then, I'm going to be like, can I get a, hey, guy, what's going on, buddy? Hey, bud, Happy New Year to you guys. Hey, listen, can I get a couple of your pies? Extra cheese, pepperoni.
Good boys.
Thanks, man.
I can't do it.
Well, listen. If you want some good pizza, man,
you gotta call Little Italy. They love it there.
Hey, man, listen.
They'll make it for you pronto.
Hey, can I get a couple of your pies
with extra cheese and pepperoni, man.
You a Ninja Turtle.
Happy New Year, man.
Hey, how's the family?
Yeah, Happy New Year to all you guys there, all yous. Yeah, I'm going to send my buddy to, you go come pick it up. We'll send my butt. Come pick it up. He'll be there in like 15 minutes or something like that. Hey, Happy New Year to you and your family. And all the great tides be forgot. And an Evan Evan HSC.
That's a great voice.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Hey, the guy you sent me, he does a great black voice. Oh, he's awesome. Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And I told him, let's do a collab.
Did he get back to you?
He did not.
Unfortunately.
So hopefully you send it to him and tag him.
Yes.
You tag him. You got to tag him. You got to tag him yet.
Yeah?
Yet.
Yet.
Tag him yet and tag such. Yet. And I said, hey, man. Hey, bud. Let's do a collab. You do an awesome black voice.
Who was he? I forget his name. His name was, he was on the Ryan Strickler podcast.
Hey, man, look, he's from Cleveland. He does a voice.
Yeah, he's from Cleveland.
He said he was at a bus stop or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, how I feel to be in the land of the living or something, he said. Like,
the voice.
Yes. Yeah, he did said, some voice like that. Yeah. But, you know. He was like, shit. How's it feel to be in the land of the unliving or something, he said.
Yeah,
he did some shit like that, but it was like.
It was good.
And I said, hey, bro, let's collab. We do some work. The shit would be awesome.
It would be. That would be funny. That voice is hilarious.
I got a bunch of them. It's different ones.
Voiceover work. All day.
I could do whatever you want. I could do
that.
White guy. I could do.
Oh, you got to watch it nowadays, man. You get canceled. Actually, you could do white guy all day.
I mean, but if you do a good black dude.
Well, yeah. Well,
you can't be. You can't. It's a white guy that does Morgan Freeman. He nails it.
Mm.
He won't get canceled because he nails it.
Yeah,
but as long as you ain't doing
no.
No, you got to nail it and not do no stupid shit.
Exactly.
You can't be like. Come on, my brother on cornbread. You can't do no bullshit like that.
On the
cornbread, brother on the black hand side.
Right.
You know, like what the fuck is that?
Yeah,
that's whack as fuck.
Yeah,
but if you do a dead on, you know, like that guy is, whatever his name is, I can't think of his name now.
Yeah. I'll put it up here. Bam.
You know what? I did send him a message and he didn't get back to me.
See.
One day people will learn I'm the one. I'm the wrong person to not get back to.
Are they going to keep that same energy?
I mean, keep that same mofo energy.
That's a good quote. Look, it is what it is. Because, see, I am a forgetful individual, so I try not to hold it, you know, against anybody.
I mean, you know, it takes people some time.
Especially people that are, you know, already doing the damn thing, Codell.
Well, it takes a little time sometimes.
Not exactly.
Look, what's her name? She said, it takes a little time sometimes to turn the Titanic around.
What the hell? What song was that?
There's some white song.
Oh, okay.
It takes a little time.
You know
sometime.
So many more white songs than I do. It's amazing.
To turn it, I know music, period, because music is my life. It's true.
But.
Music is my life. I send it under Midnight Paco.
See?
Midnight Paco.
Yeah.
Midnight Paco podcast.
That's a catchy tune.
It is, man.
That's what's up. I'm glad you came up with that.
Thank you, man.
You know, things are I like doing original shit. It's fun.
Josh Robert Thompson.
Damn. Here's where I'll put it up.
You know what? Make sure you clip it and send it to this guy. His name is Josh Robert Thompson.
Yes.
He does a great black voice. He grew up here in Cleveland. He said he went to Cleveland State. I have no qualms with what he said. I believe it. If you close your eyes, I know he's not lying.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
With that being said, hey, Josh, what's up, man? Hey, bud. Let's collab. Let's do a collab, man. We can nail it. We'll knock it out the park, bud. Come on.
It'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it, Josh. Hey, Josh. What's up, man? Let's do it, bud.
I seen him on the Honeydew podcast.
Yeah, he was like
Ryan Strickler.
He did a voice. He was like, "Yeah, my home."
Yeah,
I love the Honeydew.
He's good.
He does a great voice. Yeah, hey, I got great voices. Yeah. It probably isn't the best right now.
Right. No, it's good. It's good.
I mean, I could do it better.
Yeah, you always know all the impressions of all the comics around when we're, you know.
You know what? Let me tell you. I credit all my impressions to Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
You know why?
What?
Because Scooby-Doo used to imitate people. Him and Shaggy, not only did they imitate it, they used to look like the people and sound like the people.
Right.
And in my mind, that's what I'm doing. Like when I'm trying to do an impression,
putting on a disguise, trying to be just like them.
Yeah. I've done it.
That's a special talent, though, because it's like almost drawing. It's like drawing.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Shout out to Jay Farrell. Shout out to all the guys that do the voice impressions. Jay Farrell. Shout out to Afion Crockett.
Right.
Which we had the pleasure to kind of meet briefly. It was like
pass by.
It was a pass by, but
it was more Brandon.
It was a warm pass by.
He was cool. Yeah, he wasn't.
I think if we had a minute to say, "What's up, Afion?"
Who we are.
Who we are.
He probably been cool.
He probably would have been like,
yeah.
But he was passing by.
He was about to right go on stage. That's right. So he wasn't dismissive. And you know what I mean. He went. You know.
And he also dapped us out afterwards too.
Yeah. He didn't. You know.
Yeah.
Not dismiss us. You know,
absolutely.
What I'm saying? There's
not like some of the great Cleveland talent here.
Oh, the great. Yeah. Right.
You know, we got some great Cleveland talent here.
Got great Cleveland talent here.
That
you have on your show. Shit, you've showcased already some great Cleveland talent.
Oh, on my show?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But those people that I choose and pick are personally picked from me. And in my opinion, not only are they dope talent, they was dope. To me, to us.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
They didn't snub us.
Right.
Like, we're rookie cookies.
Still.
And they showed us love since day one.
Yep.
And that's why I'm rocking with them.
Exactly. We've always said, man, we're going to roll with the people that ride with us.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
People can say they're cool, but I say this all the time. We end up in your feed, hit like. That's all. Hit like. Show the love. Show the support. We see who hit like. You see who it's like.
You know what?
I didn't build the algorithm. I didn't build the damn, you know, thing. I'm just trying to hit like when I see people I know and I support around here, local.
Let me tell y'all something. I remember one time KG.
KG?
Kevin Garnett.
Oh.
KG. And, you know, I'm going to take this insert from KG. He said, "I just want to win, man." Hold on, let me do the other eye, cause y'all ain't feeling it. I just want us all to win.
For y'all who just listening,
I just want to win.
He's pouring water around his eyes like he crying.
I am crying. What are you talking about? Wait a minute. I just want to win,
no,
y'all.
It's not. Yeah.
I just want to win.
Look, you know what, man? I think I said this already, but I'm going
to... Shout out to KG, Kevin Garnett.
Shout out to KG. I'm going to say this. I think I said it before, but I'm going to say it again. My wife on TikTok, there's thread going around. All Latinas, you know what I'm saying? Hispanic people, not just Latinas. You know, oh, what's that? Midnight Paco Podcast Coaster. For y'all just listening, he put that up. But, so there's a thread going around. Basically, follow me and I'll follow you back.
Absolutely.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
She's got over 1,000 followers.
Dope.
You know what? You know. I'm going to keep have to referring to the late Shock G. He came out with a song. It said, "Shimmy, shimmy, Coco Puff," and he said, "You kiss me and I kiss you back." You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, yeah. With that being said,
this is jam, yo.
You follow me and I'll follow you back.
Yeah.
Like, it's like
100%.
That.
100%. So, I'm putting this out there. I know all you people out there, follow us.
We'll follow you back.
Follow you back. Look, we got to beat the algorithm. There's got to be so many people out there. If we all follow each other, we get to that 10,000.
Man.
We make that money, people.
Listen,
the algorithm.
Like I tell everybody, please like and subscribe.
But what's this? Hold on. You glanced past it. That's the showcase, January 11th, 2023. Grown ups, your man Cool C, and special comedians. Hey, this is another dope lineup, man.
Man, I'm trying to keep it fresh.
Another dope.
I'm trying to keep it new. I'm trying to keep it popping. You know, right now, you know, with the pandemic that we're still dealing with the consequences of the pandemic. I really think it's important for us to laugh. Come out and laugh with us.
Right.
It's free admission. It's free admission. If you're in the Cleveland area. The Ohio, yep. Cleveland, Ohio area. Come on out to
the 221.
It's 2221 Noble Road, yeah. Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44112. It's free admission. I'll be there. Jay Fuller will be there.
Yeah.
We'll be there, and we're very approachable. Come and say hi.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Hello.
We say hello back.
That's right.
And it's a dope lineup. I got the best comedians in this area coming through.
You don't even know.
Oh,
last,
my goodness.
Last time it was dope show.
Thank you, man. I thought it was dope.
This time it got some dope people. Man, I can't wait. That's why I'm just going to go there and sit and watch. I'm just going to be in attendance,
y'all.
Listen. I'm going to come and hang out.
This is the privilege you have of being fucking Justin Fuller. How they go, mi casa, su casa. Listen.
Yes, sir.
The fact of the matter is, he's going to be in attendance, but if he feels like he want to touch the microphone, I don't give a fuck. Who's coming up next? Jay, give me the word. You want to go up?
Roger.
You fucking going up?
For sure.
Any number you want?
Roger.
Whenever you want?
Roger.
Always.
I understand.
That's real shit.
I understand, 100%. I got you.
No, that's real shit.
I know you.
Whatever you want, whenever you want.
For sure.
Even if you want to get up out there and do like blue, 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 and spin around for 5 minutes, you could do that shit if you want to.
100%. Roger that.
If you want to go up there and spin like blue, 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 you can do that shit.
That's what's up. Appreciate you, man.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll see what happens, people. You know me, once I get the little tissy, I like to get up there and talk about.
Nah, fuck that. Look.
Whatever.
He said once you get a little tipsy, but that's not true. All I got to do is this. Real talk. Look. Take this microphone.
Oh, shit. What are we going to talk about, people? Oh, I see that little stinker right there. Oh, you like it in the butthole, don't you? You wipe? You a wiper? I know you're a wiper. But how deep do you go? Is it clean? We'll talk about it.
I mean, he talking about that, but all I got to do is hang. In reality, all I have to do is hand this guy a microphone.
Yes.
And he's just, it's like an on switch. You give him a microphone, he's on. It's like, what the?
Got to do it. The show must go on, man. Look, man, I enjoy making people laugh. I like saying, being silly.
Speaking of that, Jay.
Yes.
You just hosted the Funny Stop.
I did, people. Yeah. I hate hosting.
He said he hate hosting, but he's so awesome at it. He did such a great job.
Thank you.
He kept the energy going through the night. I mean, he hosted at the Funny Stop.
It was a good time.
He hosted at the Funny Stop. It was a good time. The truth of the matter is, this is the fact. This is one of my pet peeves, and I'm going to say it. Until my face is blue, and it's not going to turn blue because I'm melanated, so I don't really turn blue. But I'm going to say it till my face turns blue. Listen, listen up. Listen well. Please send this. Make this a clip if anything else.
Okay.
Listen, for all my new comics, if you do your set and bounce, that's whack as fuck.
Yes.
Do your set and bounce. I mean, if you got something else to do, if you have to go to work early, I understand. But if you just doing it, your set and bounce, that's so disrespectful.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, man.
It's disrespectful.
It's tough.
For one, if you're a new comic.
If you're a new comic, that's disrespectful.
If you're a new comic, why would you do your set and bounce? What right. are you learning?
Right.
If you're a new comic and you're serious about comedy, why would you do your set and leave?
Well, I'm gonna say this. I'm just playing devil's advocate because mm-hmm. this is the way other people would think.
Please do. Yeah. Because I got some rebuttal for you. Go.
That's fine. I'm just going to tell you what other people would say. You know what I'm saying? Especially in bigger cities. Well, it's about the rep. If I can go and get my reps in, if I can go, I'm working on this material, dog, I got to go rep it out. The more I get on stage, the more I get reps. I can't sit here and watch somebody. That's not helping me rep it out.
Okay. Good. You could do your rep. So let's just say you do a bad rep. Let's just say you do your form is wrong. You're not going slow. You're not breathing correctly. But you keep going. That means that you've done the same exercise improperly, incorrectly, with no positive reaction. You're not gaining from it. And you do it like 5 times that night. You didn't learn anything.
Now, we're talking about new comics.
New comics. You could do...
But what are we talking about? We're talking about seasoned comics.
Even seasoned comics. You can do a horrible job for a long time. I'm going to give you an example that I always give.
But if you're a pretty good comic and you're just and your shit's hidden, but it's just you still want to tighten it up and you're trying to work on some new shit. So you're like, okay, I'm going to go here. I'm going to punch this out.
I mean, for a seasoned comic, okay. When I say seasoned, I'm saying 5 years plus.
Yeah.
But if you like 2 and under.
Right, right.
You stay your ass there. Oh. You sit and you watch.
Right.
The other comics, so you'll learn what to do and what not to do, and you stay in network.
I was just about to add that.
You stay in network.
I was about to add it.
I mean, if you want to just do your comedy, I know that's what he says, but...
Look, I want to just go on stage, but I ain't saying I don't want to meet people and network.
But, okay, all right, so let's just say, all right, you just want... Okay. I know it sounded like it was an attack against him because that's his favorite line. I know that's what he likes to say, but you just want to do your comedy, which is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Do your comedy.
Yeah.
But, you know, so this is where I'm getting all of this from. This is where I'm getting this from.
Mm-hmm.
The first time when you and I did comedy.
Yeah.
Nobody was really rocking with us at all.
At all.
They weren't talking to us.
Not at all.
All right. So we're in agreement.
100%.
Okay.
100%.
All right. Our first interaction with touring comics.
Great.
Which was Gary Garcia.
And Mike Merck.
Mike Merck was funny. Mike was funny Merck.
Yep. Shout out to both of them.
Still doing it. They tearing it up in Atlantic City.
Shit, Gary G just performed in New York.
He's doing the damn thing. Okay.
Man.
He was like, he told us, hey, we going next door. Come on, hang out with us next door. He talked to us.
Yep.
He hung out with us.
Yep.
He stayed with us. He talked to us. After everybody left, it was you, me, Mike, and Gary in the parking lot,
kicking it,
talking about comedy, talking about. And one of the things he said, I'll never forget. He said, "This what I'm doing right here is a part of it."
Yep.
Did he not say that?
100%.
I never seen you cough. To smoking weed. This is the closest thing to Willie Nelson I'm going to get. This is my personal Willie Nelson, and he's coughing on weed for the first. I ain't never seen him cough on no weed. Never.
That's because I was trying to take a hit and put it out and do some multiple things at one time, and it caught me. Went in a different pipe, but it's good. It's all right. It happens.
Hold on.
The weed happens.
Hold on. Let me hit this. Hold on. Let me be the judge of
you
it.
You go ahead.
This is Reggie Bush. This is straight Reggie Bush. What the fuck you over there coughing and shit? This shit is Bush like a motherfucker.
Bush, see?
Hold on.
That's why you don't see me coughing a lot.
Hit it again. Hold on.
Go ahead. Hit it again. Ooh, that's a D. Come on, man.
Man, this shit is Bush, man. The fuck? You over here coughing on Bush?
Weak.
Anyway. Anyway.
Hey, Snoop, we need to smoke. Because I tell you, me and you can hang all day.
Sure. You know what, Snoop? To be honest with you, bro, I was trying to tell him years ago. I said, look, I know you smoke weed.
I know this.
But people like Snoop, and I know personally Black Thoughts from the Roots, They smoking different shit, bro. And you like, well, weed is weed. I'm Justin Floyd. Hold on, let me do my eyebrow like this. Weed is weed. These my eyebrow. Weed is weed. I know and no, but look, Snoop, check. Listen, bro, listen. Look, Snoop, Wiz. I know y'all, you know, Wiz be on that KK. And even, look, Snoop said, out of his mouth, he don't even mess with moon rock. He said he might sprinkle some moon rock on his regular weed.
Yeah.
But he ain't gonna just smoke no moon rock. You had some moon rock.
Moon rock. And this shit wasn't nothing.
This is Willie Nelson. Look, Snoop, I think you said it yourself. Like,
it tasted good.
Like, Willie Nelson is the only dude that you think can hang with you. But I'm here to tell you, I think he can hang with you, Snoop. I don't know.
I think I can hang with you, Snoop.
Personally, I think, Snoop, you can smoke him up under the bus or whatever. But
I don't know.
This guy's talent is pretty. His talents is pretty high. I witnessed him, like, smoking his whatever. Like, like he's doing a Marlboro commercial or Kool's commercial. And then he passes to someone, and these are people that I know are weed smokers. He passed it to them, and they hit it, and they like, and he looking at it. I'm like, Jay, why?
It's a Transformer.
They be like, I'm like, Jay, Willie Nelson.
Hey, man, I don't know. I became a connoisseur. Definite, I guess you would say pothead, but I'm an active pothead, man. I do a lot of shit. I smoke and go to the gym.
Okay. So, wait a minute. Going back to what I was saying, like, you know, I was told, I got several tips. I got something like a photographic memory. I got several tips. It was like, okay, you wore shorts.
Yep.
That was a tattletale that you were amateur. Mm-hmm. He said, like, it's an unwritten rule not to wear shorts. Gary said you could pull it off because you black. You could pull it off. But it's an unwritten rule not to wear shorts on stage.
Right.
All right. But he also said what we're doing now, which was networking. He was talking. And the fact that he was like one of the first comedians outside of the comedians that were local with us.
Every day. Well, not every day, but every week, you know, up to that point.
He was like one of the first people that actually like kicked it with us, talked to us, and told us like, come on, let's hang out. And he was a touring comic. That means a lot.
Right.
That means a lot.
It does. He told me also I had a Joker shirt on, which I love, but it's not good for the stage because it's too busy.
He gave us a lot of gems. A
lot of good gems.
Right then and there. Yep. The shorts.
Yep.
The busy shirt. The
busy shirt. Now all I try and do, if it isn't a Midnight Paco shirt, if it's not a Cool C, if it's not a Justin Fuller, if it's not a local comic, you know, Big Rich, if it ain't, you know, D-Hawk, You know,
I'm the same way.
If it ain't that, I try and wear a hoodie or a blank tee. You know what I'm saying? But I've been trying to rock different shirts and, you know, obviously our stuff all the time. You know what I mean? I'm always rocking different ones because I can make them. And I know you don't like that because I got fresh ones all the time.
No, I don't like. This is what I don't like. We have a podcast called the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yes.
I don't like it when our guests have better shirts, flyer shirts, better colors, doing more things, glow in the dark.
Apologies.
Transitioning colors. When our guests have better shirts than me, I'm like, whoa, wait, hold there. How to F his shirt. His shirt glow in the dark. Why I don't have one? Wait a minute. His shirt is changing, is transitioning
dope.
As he turns. Mm. Why mine don't do that? Wait a minute. Hold up. His shirt is glittering off the light, the stage lights, and mine don't do that. And it's my show.
Yes, it's true.
What the flux?
You know why? Because it evolves every time. Look, I'm like, oh, I can do this.
I'm hating and I'm not hating. But yeah. It's like, you know, but I'm just saying.
I love the Cricket Machine. Shout out to Cricket.
No, but shout out to Jay. His shirts is dope. Yeah, appreciate Look, it. Hey, if you need some dirt, if you got a logo or a design, if you just imagine it, you draw it on a napkin, because he's done, I saw the magic he did from a drawing on a napkin to a shirt. This dude is dope.
I have done that. Shout out to Bad Monkey.
Shout out to Bad Monkey. Shout out to anyone that wants some merch done. Hey, anybody that I rock with that got merch, I'm wearing it on the show. But the point of the matter is, like, doing a set and bouncing.
Yeah, for sure, dog. It's rough. But look, I see, like I said, beginners don't do that. You can learn all types of shit by watching one show. Because, look, shit, we had what? Damn near 18 comics. It was like 16 comics that went up, if not more.
Let's speak on that. It was like, okay.
It's probably more, to be honest.
All right, so this is the routine on our open mics on Wednesdays at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls.
Hey, once again.
Shout out to Pete.
Shout out to Pete, man.
At the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls. But this is, I'm going to just do a recap. We got a comic that always closes the shows. His name is Daniel Myers.
Shout out to Daniel Myers.
Shout out to Daniel Myers. He's very good with the room.
Very good with the room.
Very he reads good. The room. He could do a recap. Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
One of the things he said that stuck out to me
Yeah, we talked about
this. He said he wanted to give the audience some credit. This is the only time I've seen the audience, when people left, that actually got better.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
All right, let me piggyback on that. Very good observation, Daniel.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
But I'm going to have to say, Pete's been in the business for over 30 years.
I know where you're going with this. Yes, he has.
All right, so yes, Pete is there personally. Pete is the owner of the Funny Stop
Comedy Club. Shout out to Pete once again. He's dope.
Not only does he's there, he picks the order.
Yes.
For the comedy club.
Yep.
So he picks the order for the open mics.
Yep.
And the fact that 30 years of his genius, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. You guys are going to know who Pete is. We shout him out every episode.
Go ahead, yeah.
And he's going to be on the show.
He's going to be on the show. He wants to be on the show. We just got to get the schedule in. Hey, definitely going to be on the show.
He's going to be on the show.
We shout out Pete all the time.
And I'm going to try to pick his brain
as
much. We're going to have a translator and everything. Sorry, Pete. I love you, man.
That's the one thing everybody goes out of, boy. Every time I had to do it. You know I had to do it, too.
I never did it, but I just did it just now.
Yeah.
He's going to have a translator here and everything. No,
but hold on, real quick. Pete's the first one, though, like, fuck you. And you're in the house. He's the one that told you the house.
And he'll say, fuck you.
Yes.
No, but
don't cuss.
No. Shout out to Pete.
Shout out to Pete.
But he has, to me, I think he has the, his superpower is to know who's in the room, and he picks out the order of how the show should go.
How many times has he looked at you and then looked away, put more people in, and then put you up?
A zillion.
Right?
A zillion.
I stand there and I'm glad he does it for me, because I mean, he's done it. We've been first, third, fourth.
I think you know, like, everywhere. Like, just when you think Pete's not paying attention,
right?
He puts the show in a great order. Now, Daniel Myers, he said, "Thanks for hanging in there."
Yep.
This is the first time the crowd actually got better after people left. He said that the last show.
Yes.
But the reality of it is, Pete organized the performers in the order that he knew
how the show should go,
based on the comic.
Exactly.
So,
and the best thing about it is, towards the end, he can flip-flop at least five of us.
Yeah, but see, like, this is what he did. I don't know why he made me the amateur closer.
Because he does it. For one, because it's almost like Daniel. That's why Daniel always goes up last. Because he wants what crowd is there and to see what he can do with that crowd there. And to work his shit. It's a way it gets better, because if you can make five people who stayed or whoever, you know, who's left, you know what I mean, and make everyone there laugh by recapping the evening and then doing some of his shit and working on whatever he wants to work on, because let's face it real. He's been doing it, what, 4 years now? Five, maybe?
Daniel?
Yeah. It was maybe longer than that, because when we met him.
Yeah, he was, you know, 2 years, two or three years.
So he's been doing it quite some time.
Shout out to Daniel Myers.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like, this is my observation. Correct me if I'm wrong.
He knows what he's doing.
Okay. He's been throwing you at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he throws me at the middle.
Yep.
It's like he throw me in the middle where he knows that the momentum might die down. And then he'll I don't know where he gets this name from, but he'd be like,
Hollywood. Hollywood. Where's Hollywood? You know why? Because you're Hollywood. You come in cool as shit. You're cool C. You have a style about yourself. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. When I think of Hollywood,
you like to look good.
Yeah, but I'm not coming in with shades on and boots.
You've done it.
I ain't never came in with no fucking shades on, man.
No, I don't think so.
The fuck?
No, you ain't kidding. I'm playing.
I ain't never came in with no shades.
No, it's dark by that time for the most part.
Yeah.
No. But it's funny.
It is funny, but I don't know where he got the name. He calls me Hollywood.
Yeah.
One time, I purposely stayed in the cut. And he was like, Hollywood. I was like, okay, cool. He calling somebody else Hollywood.
Nope.
He was looking for me.
He was looking for you.
Where's Hollywood? I'm like, what?
Look, man.
Where did he get that name from?
That's why I'm baffled. Look, once again, we had like 16 comics, maybe plus. At least 16. Plus we had... Bob McClure, shout out to Bob.
Shout out to Bob. Bob is a high energy,
great comic. You know what I'm saying? He's been all over the place doing comedy. He could be a feature act. You know, actually, he's definitely a feature act. He could be a headliner. He could be out there doing the damn thing full time. You know what I'm saying? He has the energy. He has the material. And shit, where was I going with that? See, I'm over praising and shit. What were we talking about?
I know where I wanted to go. I wanted to mention something, but we were talking about how Pete.
No. So he was towards the end. Bob was towards the end. We had Daniel. You know what I mean? So we have good comics towards the end. It's an actual show. You know what I'm saying? It's an actual fucking show. I'm so amazed that there's not more people, because the problem is it's an open mic.
Mm-hmm.
It's an open mic, but you figure it's the only comedy club in that area.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If promoted well, mm-hmm. it's an actual show. Dude, that's, we didn't get out of there until like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
After 10 o'clock.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It was a 2-hour show for what, $6?
Yeah, but okay, this is what I was going to say.
Like, but what I'm saying is, and he picks it in accordance to how an audience should view it. Like you said, you put the ones up, and then like he knows where to put people to keep it. All right, fuck, time to wake up. Oh, shit. All right, okay. No, I'm just kidding.
No, seriously.
Because, well, there's new people up there. There's people that stay up there for like a couple minutes like you did the first time. You know what I'm saying? So you got to keep it going. You know, somebody, people forget their shit. They're up there reading stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's an open mic, so people are trying stuff out too. You know what I'm saying? So it's the deliveries. I'm sorry, I know it's an open mic, but I have a, when people read from shit, it draws my attention away automatically.
Automatically. Okay, I'm glad you said that, because me, even though I'm trying new shit, I'm not reading from a notebook or a phone, but I'm still trying new shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the problem is people don't prepare.
I'm still trying new shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll throw some shit out there to see how it works.
100%. But everyone prepares a certain way, and they look at it as, it's that's what I'm saying, man. We look at it as a different thing. You know what I'm saying? Cause
no, but okay.
We're focused on it.
Here goes my point. I'm completely removing myself from inside and looking at it from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Pete knew that the shit was going to die down.
For sure.
And people were going to lose interest.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, he set it up. And I'm not saying that I'm the closer or I'm the one he should have had at the end. I'm not saying that.
Right, right.
But I'm just checking out Pete's design.
Right.
And he always puts me or you in a place where he knows that the crowd might die down. And you and I... In the other comics, I'm not leaving out the other comics.
Yeah, there's plenty of others out there. Liam, you know, he's another one. You know, he's a monster, you know what I'm saying?
Adam.
Oh, yeah, Adam, Bartolomucci.
If there was a such thing, you remember how awards used to go out most improved?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Shout out to Adam.
Shout out to Adam, man. Look, I mean, shit.
He's good. Dude, the jokes, like we tell him all the time, jokes are on point. He's getting way better on stage as far as looking at people and keeping, you know, he said he's working on it. He knows.
He knows where he is.
Shout out to Adam, man.
Quiet is a species.
For sure.
Quiet is a species. Quiet and shy is a species.
Yeah.
And he's that species, just like nerd is a species,
right?
Like, and I can give you some examples. If you want to know what the species of nerd is, look up Bill Gates. He's the nerd species. Mm. Look up DJ Qualls. He's a nerd species. Look at, and I'm gonna say it, and no shame to my dude, and I love him to death. Fucking Von Wesley. He is the nerd species. I'm telling you.
Shout
out to Von Wesley. I love him to death. That's my homie. And I tell him all the time, he's a live version of a Norman Rockwell painting. I say it all the time. He is of the nerd species. Of the species.
But
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let the secret go. Here's the secret. I'm of the nerd species. But I just happen to look cool as fuck. But I am a nerd, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm a nerd. I be nerding out. Yeah. I can nerd out on a lot of subjects.
Oh, well, we did about fucking G.I. Joe for...
I can nerd out on G.I. Joe. Yeah. I can nerd
Star
out...
Star Wars all day.
On the planets. I can nerd out on dinosaurs. I can nerd out on...
I can't really nerd out on all that, because that's... I mean, I only know so much.
You don't know about dinosaurs?
I know about dinosaurs. I only know so much. I don't know all their names.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Because.
Do you? All right, so.
I'm amazed, but once again, I wasn't here when they were there. So.
I was. Like, you look like you was.
I do. I look like a caveman, for sure.
You like me, Justin.
Oh, look at my forehead.
Look at my overbite. Look at me. But no, look, I'm
serious, boy. Look at my legs. Sasquatch. If I didn't shave people.
Look, I'm so bad because let me tell you. We're in the state of Ohio.
Yes.
The state tree is the buckeye.
Mm-hmm.
The state flower is the trillium.
What's that?
That's a white flower. It's called the trillium.
Okay.
The state bird is the cardinal.
Okay.
The state fossil is the trilobite.
You're nerd. But you should know that shit.
I'm just saying.
But you know,
do you know that about Pennsylvania?
Not at all.
Because I'm a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
I just happen to look cool as fuck.
I probably learned all that shit at one point.
Probably not. People don't learn that shit.
You learn it.
You don't learn it.
You don't know who my friends are.
No, but I'm saying
I'm told information.
You don't learn that shit.
Oh, no. But
you have to seek.
You seek that information.
You seek that shit.
Yeah, yeah. You told the capital, the flag, maybe.
The capital of Ohio is Columbus.
Yeah.
The capital of Ohio is Columbus. And the state tree, the state bird.
I don't know none of that shit.
Like the state fossil. Who knows the state fossil?
Not too many people.
It's the trilobite. You guys didn't know that?
Dude, people don't know the United States shit, let alone the state stuff. 100%. I probably don't know a lot of. You ever see those things where people be asking questions about like U.S. history? Like immigrants who need to know this information to be a citizen? And
you know
Americans don't know none of that shit.
You know they call New York City the Big Apple?
Uh-huh.
We're the plum.
We're the plum?
Yeah.
Ohio.
Cleveland.
You're the plum.
Cleveland's the plum.
Okay.
You ain't know that?
Damn, I'm part of the plum.
You're a plum.
I tell you what, up at Mr. White's house, I think that was his name, memory shot. Up by my house, they had a plum tree. We used to pluck that bitch. My neighborhood, boy.
So, like I said, you know, the nerdyism is real.
Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, I had to take a step out.
Right.
To look at.
CP Genius.
Well, CP's genius and how he sets up the shows. I don't question it.
No.
Because, you know, it's the same thing as what I tell my nephews and my sons. It's almost the same thing. I can't be a hypocrite. Be coachable. You have to be coachable.
You gotta learn, man. You gotta figure it out, man.
You gotta be coachable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at first I'm like, why you put me there?
Right.
Why you want me to start?
Right.
Why you want me to end?
Right.
No, what I do is just shut the fuck up.
And do your spot.
Do what he tells me because I'm being coachable.
Right, yeah.
And I'm taking a step back and I'm looking and I'm like, after seeing the whole thing, I see why you're doing it.
100%. 100%, man. There's a craft to it. And it's funny because when you listen to Rogan's shit, he talks about the Comedy Store and everything and how Mitzi Shore used to do lineups and stuff, you know, and putting him after Richard Pryor, like when he was. Like in Martin Lawrence back in fucking You So Crazy days and shit. He'd be like, what the fuck? He said he'd go on stage and everybody would just get up and leave because Martin Lawrence was done. You know what I'm saying? And he just like, you have to go up and start talking his shit. And it's like, but you got to learn how to, you know, recover from all that shit.
And
it ain't that.
Hold up.
That's some crazy shit.
Hold up. I had a comic. Tell me.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did. And that's some funny shit because I've heard people say shit like that on podcasts.
I had a comic tell me, like, look, dude, good luck in following me.
I didn't know that ever existed.
I mean, you know, people.
I know they are, but it's like.
He was like, look, man.
Humor's humor, man.
Hey, man, I'm sorry you got to follow me, man.
Yeah, he did say that. Hilarious.
That shit was hilarious.
Hilarious.
He was like, look. He was like, cool, see. Good luck in following me. You're going to have to bring it to follow me, man. Good luck, bud. And I was like, I hope I do okay.
Yeah, I think you did all right. I think you did all right.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think you did all right. I remember.
I don't know.
I remember.
You know, I try to tell a joke.
I
try to make people laugh, you know. I try to be funny. People laugh like, ha ha.
Oh, shit, that was good. Good shit.
I try to be funny, my friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, see?
Sometimes I don't know.
That's good.
I try to be funny.
Right?
I don't know.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. I try to tell how you say joke.
How you say joke.
I try to say joke sometime. Or something.
Or something.
Sometime it come out, I don't know. You know? Sometime people laugh, I don't know.
I like it. See, you didn't do that.
Sometime.
Sometime.
My friend. Sometime, my friend.
See, that's good.
I don't know. Yeah.
See, I wish I could do accents. I wish I could draw. I wish I could sing. Dude, I'll be singing at work.
I wish I could sing.
I said if I could sing, cause I'm riding on my motor, which is a like a hand motor, but mm-hmm. I sit on that.
Yeah,
bitch.
You ain't supposed to ride on that. I watched video when it said you're not supposed to ride on.
I sit on that motherfucker and I move it like this in front of me.
Like if.
And
if
like,
I took a picture,
we are the champions in the warehouse.
Yeah, it would definitely be on one of my safety videos. It would be a picture of you with an X across. Like,
definitely
don't do that, guy.
Don't do this, guy, because yeah. He's having fun.
Now you're not supposed to have fun.
I look.
You're going to be in Bonnie.
For the amount of money I'm getting paid to do my job, I'm better to have fun.
If I'm caught doing that, I'll be in Bonnie.
Yeah, no.
That's Bonnie Rubble Trouble.
The owner of the company seen me do it.
Yeah.
Didn't say a word. Mm. He's just concerned I get all the moldy blueberries out.
I was like, what's up, Jay? He was like, shit. Just going through the limes. And I know what going through the limes is. Dude. You pick up the limes, you be like, furry, not furry.
Furry, not furry.
Swath. Or hard, not hard.
Green or yellow.
Green or yellow. Oh, this is a good lime.
Oh, that's brown spots. Let's get rid of that.
Throw that out. And you're like, oh, this is furry.
There's 200 count lime boxes I have to dump out and sort through, like repack.
You know what?
Fuck it, pay me.
Fuck you, pay me.
I'll do it.
Yes, mate.
Is this what I do all day?
You get me?
I got you. Fuck it, I'll do it.
You do it.
Because you know what? The whole time I'm listening to podcasts, I'm listening to music, and I'm thinking about what the fuck am I going
to
say.
You know what? It's funny you listen to podcasts, but when people ask you what you said in episode 3, within the 15 minutes, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Exactly.
Me too.
Episode 3?
Or 4 or 5. They were like, remember you said in episode 5?
Fuck
no. And I'm like...
Dude, I forget did. The conversation as soon as we hit stop. Are you kidding me?
Hey.
And then I find a good clip. I'm like, that shit was hilarious. Let me post that.
Hey, you know what? At the end of the day, I'm having fun. I'm glad I started this podcast with Justin Fuller.
I'm so glad.
I'm glad we're doing this comedy journey together. I'm having a great time. Shout out to everybody that's been following. Shout out to everybody that subscribed. Shout out to everybody that's watching.
Everybody.
Hey, come to my show.
Yes, January 11th.
Talk to me. I talk back. January 11th.
Hey, real quick. Greg Moore is going to be in town this next weekend.
If you guys want to see a great show to start off your new year, come to Cuyahoga Falls to see Greg Moore. When he's coming?
January, was it? The 14th, 15th, and 16th, I believe. I'll post it right here. It says like 3 days. I don't know that Greg's coming. We may have to verify that.
Shout out to Greg Moore.
For 3 days. But he's definitely coming that weekend of the 14th, 15th.
Please watch him. He's a great show. All the new comics... Come out to see Greg Morton.
I'm going
to
try and hang out all weekend, man.
Look, you
both shows, whatever. I'm going to try and
I'm confident in saying that Greg Morton is a friend of the Midnight Paco podcast show.
A friend of the Midnight Paco podcast
show. Check him out. Great talent.
Great talent. You have a great time. He ain't nothing but energy. And I'm going to definitely be there. I can't wait for him to be in town, so I'm going to definitely hang out and see you at the show. Because make sure you be there.
Soon as the show starts, he's on go.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right! Jay.
100%. Yo.
Where can they find you at, bro?
Oh, guys, you know you can find me at Just Full of Comedy on Instagram.
And I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me on Instagram. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. This guy has a website.
Ooh, justinfullercomedy.com. Please check that out. I got episodes. I got the merch. I got the shop. You know, I got podcasts we've been on, other appearances. You know, I got Cool C stuff up there. You know, check that out on under the Justice League. You know, I'm trying to build the Justice League, man. I'm trying to build that core that we got that we can tour with. You see what I'm saying?
And if you guys feel it in your heart to contribute to the podcast, we'll really appreciate it. We need to get some more equipment so we can, you know, do more interviews.
Right. Yeah.
Where can they?
I got a link. I always put a link in the description to donate. You know what I'm saying? It goes right to a PayPal. You know what I'm saying? Set up for us. You know what I'm saying? So
shout out to everybody that bought our merch. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, shout out to everybody because that comes back to us. It really does, and it helps us, you know, do things so he can put on shows, so we can do stuff for the podcast. You know what I mean? It helps with printers and things, you know, ink and things of that nature, you know, so we can keep things rocking and rolling.
Hey, you know what?
Microphones and, you know, so.
Hey, look, let me tell you something.
Look at this bullshit.
This is my flyer that I paid a lot of money for.
He thought he was doing himself a service by not asking his boy, like, to do something, you know, which I have no problem doing. He went somewhere and paid big money for 25 pieces of toilet paper.
Look,
I mean, the picture's dope.
The picture is dope.
The material is silly. The
paper is really thin, but check this out. If all else fails, you can roll a blunt in it.
Bet. Happy New Year, everybody. We love you, man. Hit the subscribe. Peace out, baby.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.